Director Kirschman. We'll move to item 15, Aquatic Access Public Comment Recorder.
Can you all hear me?
We can hear you, yes.
All right. Good morning, Madam Chair, Commission Secretary Robley, Jason Youngworth, Aquatic Habitat and Access Coordinator for the department. Chris, were you guys going to pull up this presentation? Can I share it?
I can do it for you, Jason.
Okay, sounds good. Well, Chris is pulling that up. I'm looking forward to kind of sharing some updates with the Aquatic Habitat and Access program with you all today, specifically the Aquatic Access Comment Recorder that we just have rolled out. And as we go through the presentation here for you, I'm going to give you a little background on aquatic access, what that looks like, and some stats on it. Then I will we'll get into kind of an overview of what the comment recorder looks like and what we're looking to collect with it. But just kind of want to throw a shout out first on the first picture up here, and I'm going to have a couple of these throughout the presentation. But the first picture on the title slide here is of a new project that just was completed in the last week down at Freeman. It's a partnership pier project down there with the Freeman Arboretum in the southeast corner. This project was just completed about a week ago, like I said. And the cool thing about this picture, you can see anglers out on the pier already. This was taken then about 15 minutes after the pier was completed. The staff was just picking up all their equipment and supplies, loading up. People showed up and wanted to start using it. So pretty cool to see the use on these projects right away once completed. Next slide, please. Aquatic access is, as you've heard before, access in general is a top priority of the department. When we look at the numbers of aquatic access we have out there, looking at boat ramps, we have 380 concrete boat ramps, 116 primitive and 37 canoe kayak launches on our aquatic access website. Got concrete ones are our main boat ramps that have the concrete plank of all different sizes. A primitive ramp is where we're just trying to install some rock or something to make access. If you look at the picture group here, the top left picture is a primitive ramp that has larger rock put down as a base with some smaller spalls on top just to allow access. I mean, larger boats can put in here all the way to small canoe kayaks, anything like that. We have 555 shore fishing locations out there across the state, for a total of just shy of 1,100 access amenities out there around the state at this point. And those numbers continue to grow because, like I said, this doesn't include the Freeman Pier already, and there's been a few other projects that have been included in this list that are not in the database as of yet. We do have 249 ice fishing access locations around the state. Those are not additive in the 1,100 access we have out there because generally ice fishing locations are on existing boat ramps, shore fishing locations, or what have you like that. All three of the other pictures are examples of shore fishing opportunities. The kind of the cool one on the bottom right picture is a pier platform out at Wicksville, out in the hills. This is kind of goes along with the public comment recorder. This project specifically came in from a remote kiosk station we had there to kind of collect creel data information. It was brought up a couple different times. And so staff took that note and made this walkway down to a fishing platform there as well. And another one quick on here is the bottom left is small stone platforms down through riprap. We hear a lot of how can we get anglers through riprap, especially elderly anglers that have a tough time traversing riprap. It can be slippery and whatnot. So we did a project down at Lewis and Clark this last year that put four step systems through the riprap on the causeway around the marina. So next slide, please. I have mentioned in the past, a couple months ago, we talked about low water. It is our aquatic access map. We can find it on our website by going to the homepage, maps in the top toolbar, the public water access. This is a place where our users can go to find anything fisheries related or aquatic access related. You got our closures for non-meandered. We got fishing reports, docking reports there, and then tabs that link to all of our access locations. We even have waterfall and streams that located on here. So anything that you want to use to get on the water, come here and you can find it. Next slide, please. When you click on, this one is an example of clicking on the boat ramp location. You're going to get to the top picture on the right that shows the full state. It generally brings up kind of the primary locations around the state. But if you wanted to say go zoom in around the Mitchell area, which is the map on the left, that'll, as you zoom in closer and closer, you're going to find additive amenities out there. So you're going to start to see like our primitive boat ramps. You'll see some closures. You'll see, if you keep zooming in even closer and closer, you'll get to a water body specific that might have locations where we put fish attractant structures in the water or flush contaminant advisories or anything like that. So it's just a good resource to find anything related to aquatic access. You can find, click on the access areas, find the status updates, especially for ice fishing if the snow has been removed, and find alternative locations. You know, if you don't want to take the boat out, it's super windy, you're camping in an area, or you're at a ball tournament down in Sioux Falls, and if you have some time, take the poles along and find some shore fishing locations. Pull up the map and zoom in to that the area where you're at and find what our resources we have out there. Next shot, slide. What brings me to the main part of the presentation for you today is what kind of the new part that we have just rolled out. It was just went live yesterday, is the Aquatic Access Common Recorder. And what this is going to do is, I've heard a lot since I've been in this role for a little over 6 years, kind of coordinating access items on the wildlife side, is, you know, how do we quantify what kind of comments come in, and how do we, you know what's coming in? Because really, when we maintain aquatic access, you know, over 1,100 sites, it's a joint effort from a lot of different people. There's wildlife staff and aquatic habitat and access biologists. A lot of park staff take care of these. So these comments can come in all over the place. So what we did is we took and talked to Mark Norton on the public land side. They have a public land comment recorder that they've been active for a number of years now, and it's been a very popular and positive tool. They get all kinds of comments coming through there. So when we talked to our GIS staff, and is this something we can do, and what would it look like? And they said, most certainly we can. It'd be fairly easy to do because we've got the platform already designed and set up. So we just had to come up with, on the aquatic side, what we wanted to target our public to, and how we wanted to focus them to bring comments in. So we kind of set four tiers up to it. We have a focus on boat ramps, shore fishing, ice fishing, and then other comments. So the next slide will kind of show a couple screenshots of those. So if we click on the shore fishing tab, and this screenshot here is kind of very similar if you're on the ramps, shore fishing, or ice fishing. You're going to come up with a statewide map, which is the picture on the left, or the screenshot on the left. It's going to ultimately show as a statewide, the whole state zoomed out. But you want to focus on a certain area. So like, we click on shore fishing because we want to talk about and leave a comment on a shore fishing spot we were at on Lake Campeska. So you keep zooming in around the Watertown area, and you'll start to see more and more the shore fishing amenities pop up there. And you can see just on Campeska, just to the southwest corner of Watertown there, the blue dot, or there's all kinds of, all the amenities are showing up, but the one with the blue dot, you click on that one, that blue dot shows up, and it's going to show the little map right in the comment section on the right side of the screen there where the blue icon is. That's going to show you exactly where you're at. So when you get to there, then we want them to collect some information. So we ask to get their name, email, and a primary and or secondary phone number. Because if there's some follow-up, we want to be able to reach out to the individual to maybe get some more information specifically, you know, what they're talking about, just to make sure we understand right. And then we have kind of four main focus areas that we direct comments to. We have just a general comment tab where they can leave whatever comment that they want, whether it's a thank you, you know, maybe we should move something, do something different. Or then we have report a hazard. Is there something wrong, like is the ice pushed up boat ramp plank that we haven't been to, that we need to get on that right away? And the hazard and the maintenance, the third one, report a maintenance issue, those kind of almost go hand in hand to some degree, but there's some differences there, because it maybe a hazard is something we should really address right away. A maintenance we should address right away, but it, you know, it's maybe not as critical that we get there like ASAP compared to the hazard. And then, is there any other additional amenities at this area, some Maybe there's some steps or some shore fishing locations you like, but there's another couple spots that down the shoreline that would be great. Leave a comment here. Tell us what you want, you know, what your idea is, and we'll look into it and get at, see what we can do. We also have the ability to put on here the ability for the anglers to leave a photo. So, you know, if there's a buckle plane, they can put a picture of that and show exactly what that is. So like I said, this is going to look very similar to if you've got the ramps, the shore fishing, and the ice fishing. Our fourth category is the other. Next slide, please. This is what the other is. It's a little more basic. It's just kind of got the general map of location. So it'll show up if you're on your phone. It'll use your location to pull up the access area that you're looking for, or the water body. Or you can just scroll around and toggle around on that map to find where you're looking for. Put a pin on there, leave your name, email again, and phone number, and a general comment. So it's like, this is a good place to go and to leave a comment, say, hey, it'd be great to put some access amenities to a water body that has nothing already, or it's a new water body out there, or something like that, or whatever comments we want. One thing with this is we're trying to direct all these comments on here just to the access amenities out there. It's not intended for management related questions. Like, you know, we're not really wanting people to come to use this site to say, hey, we want to stock more walleyes on Bitter Lake, or we would really like you to reduce the density and size structure for bluegills on Lake X or anything like that. Contact our regional fishery staff directly for those. We fully know that those comments are going to come into this. We'll direct those comments to the appropriate staff when they do come in. But we really wanted to focus on the access amenities out there. So this is kind of what that other comment will look like. Where do you find this at? So if you go to our website, and just like the access map, this left photo screenshot is up when you go log into the website, go up to the maps tab up top. You're going to come up to the top screen here on the right. The two circles is the public water access map. Or on the third line, the first one on the left is the aquatic access public comment recorder. Click on that one there, it'll take you directly to the comment recorder. Or if you click on the public water access one, it'll go to the next slide. Here and now, this is what the new aquatic access comment recorder looks like. It's got a comment button on the bottom row on the right side. Click on that, it'll take you to the comment recorder there specifically. And like I mentioned, this is pretty cool because this just went live yesterday. So this is really the first, given this background and overview to you all in the commission, this is the first note that it's going out to the public and that this is out there. We're looking forward to seeing what kind of comments we get. This is kind of essentially like a soft rollout that we're doing just to get it out rolling. We are going to work with our communication staff to get out more of a formal, a larger outreach out there, because Mark Norton on the public land side wants to put out a kind of a refresh email and notice to the users of public lands that comment recorder is out there. So we're kind of going to roll out both of those at the same time and get that message out there. Next slide. That was all the public facing side of it. We do have an internal comment manager. So when the public leaves comments, we have a database of internal staff can go to, and here's just kind of a screenshot of what that'll look like. I checked this morning, there was no new comments on anything from users out there, but this just shows a screenshot of a couple testings. We had a bunch of internal tests just to try to make sure that this was all up and running and working properly before I went live. So what we'll see just like this when we pull it up internally. And we'll see the list of comments on there. We can sort it by the shore fishing, boat ramps, whatever. This is just happened to be, I think it was the ramps one, and it was more geared towards ice fishing. So we click on like the bottom one here, the bottom comment has the blue check mark on the right side. It pulls up that comment, and this one just happened to have a picture of buckle planks. So, you know, that comment came in, this ice pushed up the planks, buckled them up, there's a picture to show it. We have the contact information. We can reach out just to let them know that it's been taken care of, because we do have a date resolved and a resolution, so we can make some notes to follow to go back on if we see some consistency and some comments or anything like that to follow up. The workflow is this, is the emails will be generated. Staff can actually go into this anytime they want to see what comments are coming in. The system is designed to generate a weekly email of new comments that'll come out to myself and Jake Davis, program administrator, and then we will disseminate those comments out to appropriate staff. And again, they could be focused towards the wildlife staff or the park staff or whoever is appropriate from there. So I think that's about everything. So with that, I'd be happy to take any questions. Oh, one other final note on this picture is another project on this page here of a new pier platform project down at Dakota Lake, which is just southwest of Miller. This was just finished up this week on Monday. And here again, the staff was just cleaning up and just put in the habitat stamp sign. A couple different groups come out. A grandpa and his granddaughter came out. And this is just a quick picture of the granddaughter on the pier platform fishing as they were finishing up with the day's work and a new amenity hitting the water. So with that, I'll be happy to take any questions.
Very good. Thank you, Jason. Questions? Comments? Jason, regarding the public comment portion of this where folks can go online and leave some comments, are we modeling that after any programs in other state game, fish, and park departments, or is that something that we've kind of created from the ground up here?
Good question, Madam Chair. I guess I'm not really sure if there's any other states that use this. We kind of modeled it off of what our internal has done on the public land side. It's kind of where the idea came from. We've got the questions come in and how do we track and let our users to put in comments, and then we just use the model based off what we've done internal.
Very good. Good resource for our anglers. Additional questions, comments?
Madam Chair, Commissioner White here. I guess this past couple days we had a chance to visit the fish hatchery at Blue Dog. And very good trip, and able to see how this process works. But one of the things that really struck me as the things that they take into consideration is that all the fry that leaves there, millions and millions of them, are aquatic free, either through the use of only well water or a process that they use as a final basis there. So I think that people that are always wondering about how this is affecting the process feel comfortable that our fish hatchery is taking all means to make sure that it isn't coming from that process. So I really was impressed with that. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner White. Director Kirschman?
Madam Chair, to further expand on what Jason answered to your question about, is this something that we got from another state agency? We developed it on the public land side of things, whether it was our own game production areas or walk-in areas. For many years, we were getting comments submitted from the public, a general email to our wildlife info saying, you know, I was on a walk-in area and there was no habitat or no good cover to hunt on. And it didn't give us any details or specifics, so it was like, what do we do with that? So that really was the impetus of creating that public land comment thing, so that you could go on, you could specifically identify the walk-in area that you didn't think was worthwhile being in the walk-in area, or why aren't you guys doing more of this on a game production area. It gave specifics, the exact location, the exact GPA, the habitat stuff, and then that gave us a much better venue then to go back, ask more questions, look at. It's actually helped us probably look and evaluate, should we take that one out of the walk-in area for some reason, or great idea, let's do that habitat work on this game production area. So that's really the behind the scenes where it originated from, and now we're going to do the same thing on the public water side of things.
Very good. Excellent. Thank you for that explanation. Seeing no additional comments from the commission, very good presentation. We appreciate, Jason, good information, and it'll be a good resource for our anglers across the state. Thank you.
Thank you.